Hi, everyone. Welcome to Movies with My Mother. I, of course, am Lexi.
I'm Mom Lori.
And today we watched Major League. We're getting into the springtime spirit. It's just around the corner.
Yep, the boys of summer are already at work.
Yeah. So I figured what better time than to watch a baseball movie than now?
Absolutely.
Because the movie was rated R. It's from 1989. It was 1 hour, 47 minutes long, and it was directed, written, and directed by David S. Ward.
Yes.
I show that it got an 83% on Rotten Tomatoes, 62 on Metascore, and 7.2 out of 10 on IMDb.
Oh. That's
pretty middle of the road.
Yeah.
The Rotten Tomatoes is pretty good.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh. Tom just got bum rushed by a cat.
Yeah. I didn't. I saw him over there. I didn't think he was coming my way.
I have now. Mom and I have been talking about money while we were setting up, and she's got all sorts of different numbers than I've got. So let's see. Let's compare and contrast here.
Yeah.
I've got a budget of about $11 million.
That's exactly what I have.
And I got a worldwide gross of 49.7.
Okay, I also have 49.8.
Okay.
But somewhere in my lookins, I have 75 million. I'm wondering if that's home stuff.
Like home video rental.
Yeah.
And video sale.
I have to start looking at that when I see that, a big number like that.
Okay.
Is it also rental? Because in 89, we were still renting movies, weren't we?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I maybe should start looking at that. But $49.8 million doesn't seem like too bad an investment from $11 million, does
it? No, not at all. No, it got a sequel.
Yeah. Yeah. And even recently, they were talking about a number four, but that nothing at all came of that.
Your microphone's all crazy. Look at it.
Sorry.
Mom's having mic trouble.
All right. Is this better?
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I'm just not, I'm not put together. You should know that by now. There's no putting me together.
No, and we have hand-me-down mic stands that we're using that are used up.
Yeah. We'll find new ones.
I've got this utility station thing that like has microphone holders on it, but I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know how it works. Justin has figured out how it works. So I'm waiting for him to kind of show me.
Should we be sitting at a table?
We probably like should be like looking at each other.
Office, you know, because I like to look at you and that's when you're going, oh.
We probably should be.
You know, I mean, we've progressed enough. Do you think we should like attempt to be slightly professional? Are we ready for that yet?
I don't know if our fans are ready for that.
Oh, okay.
Also, I don't want to like clean off a table.
Are you suggesting we have fans?
Well, we have a couple listeners.
Yay! Hi, everybody. I thought I was the only one that listened to it.
Nope. Not just me and you.
I just like to listen to us talk. We do that so well. Oh, my goodness. But yes, I enjoyed the movie. I enjoyed our breakfast. But who doesn't enjoy a hot dog with sauerkraut on it at any time of the day?
Well, I don't. I had chili on mine because I'm not an animal.
And man, that chili smelled really good. Was it Paco's?
Of course it was Paco's.
Oh my God. If I hadn't had my mouth all set for sauerkraut, I definitely would have had Paco's sauce on there.
Yeah.
Because that is beyond delicious.
You can't have a hot dog without Paco sauce.
Well,
and you can have hot dogs with the other sauces, but it's not the same.
Yep, the Skyline stuff I think it's just too sweet.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So I prefer not to have that, and I've had it. But the Skyline stuff is really good on the Chili Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the pasta and the sweetness, that all goes together.
Oh.
But, no, I on a hot dog, I like Tony Paco's.
Yeah.
It's the best. So yeah, my hot dog was delicious, even though I did forget the onions.
Shit. I'm so sorry. I even bought them special for you. Bought them pre-cut.
I know. I have those in my refrigerator all the time. Simply, I buy the chopped up green pepper and onion, and it's easier that way.
Yeah.
Just eat. You reach in, you grab some, you cook with it. I love it. But yes, we had a regular hot dog day, and we brought out our little bats that I got last summer at the Louisville Slugger Bat Factory, which was really cool. If you're at all into woodworking or baseball, that's a fun place to go and spend a couple of hours seeing how bats are made. It was fun.
I bet it smelled good in there.
Oh my God, as soon you have to wait in this like ante room, this big room where whatever the group is, and then these doors open and you get this whoosh of wood. Oh, it was one it really was wonderful.
Nice.
It was. So that was a fun that's a fun thing to do if you're into baseball, which I'm not a big fan of baseball. I've seen baseball, but
Yeah.
it's not I'm not into sports really.
When the Tigers were winning, it was fun. It was really exciting to watch.
Yeah.
A few years back when it was like the dream team.
Right. And I've been to many Mud Hens games. Back in the day when they first built the stadium, they had all those really nice boxes up top, and different companies would sponsor the company I worked for to go and sit in the box, and it was always fun. It was always fun. But I can't say I really watched the game.
Right.
I was there for the fun and the food and the drinks and, not the game. But David S. Ward was a huge fan of the Indians, having grown up in Cleveland. And he always hoped that he would see them be a pennant winner. And that's why he wrote the story.
Yeah, I read that. Them having a rough patch for a long time.
Yes. And I guess if you can't see it happen, write about it. Make it happen. Make it happen in your mind, which why not? So yay for him.
Yep. The plot of this movie is that a purposefully ragtag Cleveland Indians team is put together, and they discover that the new owner's plot is to move the team after a terrible season. That's why the team is intentionally shitty. They figure it out and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna kick ass just to spite this new owner." And they do, and they save the
Oh my goodness. Good for them.
day.
Great, the great premise for a movie. Like I said, as a kid he lived in South Euclid, and he was a big fan in the 50s and 60s, and he wanted to see his team as a winner. Nothing wrong with that. Everybody
No, who wants?
wants their team to be the winner.
Right. Nobody wants their team to be the losers.
Oh, so he wrote the story. And he pressed that story around for quite a while, but nobody would wanted to pick it up,
Okay.
and and then it was just kind of a fluke that he got it in, and somebody paid attention to it and picked it up. So, yay for him!
I had a pretty decent cast, pretty big stars at the time.
At the time, yes.
Tom Berenger, Charlie Sheen, Corbin Burnson, Margaret Whitten, James Gammon, Rene Russo, Wesley Snipes, and Dennis Haysbert are the main standouts,
Yes.
people that you would still recognize.
Yes. Yes.
For the most part.
Right. Let's see. What do I got about this? He also, David Ward also did Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh.
That's another one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
Which he won. No, he won in The Sting. He won an original screenplay Academy Award for The Sting. And I remember that movie. I've seen that movie 2 years and years and years
The
ago.
Sting.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
When I worked at Kroger 1,000 years ago, the first Kroger I worked at, there was this man, this older man that was differently abled. I guess he probably would have been considered autistic
Yes.
back before autism was a thing.
Right. Absolutely.
And
Yes.
he talked to himself. And every once in a while you could really get him chattering. And one day he was walking by and he was having a real robust conversation with himself. And I said, "Jack, what are you talking about?" And he said, "The Sting." And he went right back into his monologue and on with his day. And I said, "Okay, sure."
He must have just seen the movie.
No, that was what he did every day, was recite that movie.
Oh,
It
okay.
was crazy, but that was his thing, and that's what he did, and he had fun doing it, I guess.
Absolutely, why not? Yeah. Oh, here it is. I have this. In 86, in 1986, Robert Redford had David Ward work with him on a movie.
Okay.
And anything Robert Redford, anything Robert Redford did was noteworthy.
Right.
And that's how he got the bankroll for Major League.
Oh, okay.
And he had been pitching that movie since 1982. I knew I had seen that somewhere. So for some time he had been pitching that movie.
Wow.
Yeah. He ha David Ward has two children.
Okay.
And his daughter Sylvia has been in the past had been responsible for putting on 8 Met galas.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what
Okay.
I read that and I thought, holy cow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, I don't think anybody doesn't know what the Met Gala is that has watched any sort of entertainment TV. And costume design has been big forever, so
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah. That his children aren't really in entertainment, but they kind of are. He's had some financial troubles through the years.
Okay.
And at one time, he was being forced to sell his memorabilia, the stuff from his movies,
Oh, no.
and the courts wanted the his Academy Awards,
Oh.
but they're not they can't touch them because the Academy of Motion Pictures is really the owners of those, and they have first rights to any that come up for sale.
Oh, okay.
So you can't really sell your, well, you can. I mean, you can, and people have in the past, but really the first rights go back to the Academy and they can get their awards if they want them. So in his financial difficulties, he wasn't able to liquidate those.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. That's crazy. I feel like I knew that about the Oscars,
I think that's another one of those things we've all heard before. Because this isn't the first person who won an Academy Award that has had financial difficulties.
though.
That's a game of risk. Any kind of entertainment, I would think.
Right.
You're up one day and down the next. That just makes sense. So, and there was talk of Major League 4. We had mentioned that to each other.
Well, there's no Major League 3. It would have had to have been Major League. They considered like a series of games to be Major League 3. I did read that.
Yes. It wasn't exactly black and white, and I thought, well, that's weird, but they called it Major League with the number 4.
Okay.
Not the Roman numerals.
Sure.
In 2010, but nothing came of it. But I think that time is gone. I mean,
with a new batch of young stars, it would be fine. But you know, you can't have Charlie Sheen and Tom Berenger out there anymore. Tom Berenger's an old man.
Right.
Charlie Sheen's an old man.
Right, right. Don't you think that this has been done over and over again? Haven't we seen little kid movies that were the same? And then I read somewhere that this is kind of the backdrop for that television show Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, I've never seen that show. I know it's over now, though.
I don't like that guy.
But
Jason Sudeikis, I don't like him.
But it was the premise for that show. And I thought, okay, so it's been done over and over and over again. But haven't we seen little kid movies that were...
Oh, yeah. Sandlot and... The Angels in the Outfield, stuff like that, yeah.
So, I mean, has it been done enough?
I don't think baseball is America's national pastime. I don't think that a baseball movie will ever be bad, you know what I mean? Regardless of it being little kids or grown men, I think people will go out to see a good baseball movie.
Okay.
Like, what did we just watch recently that I've never seen before that was really a good movie? It was Field of Dreams.
Oh, you've seen that. Okay.
I had never seen it before, and I caught it in the middle. I watched it from, like, the middle to the end. It was great.
Oh.
And I hate Kevin Costner. I hate him.
Okay. You know, you can go to that field. They built a Field of Dreams out in Iowa or Indiana or Illinois.
I was Iowa.
I know it's an I state.
Yeah.
Okay. Not that interested.
Well, no, but...
You know, I'll go look at them making bats, but I don't know that I'd want to go to a Field of Dreams.
I'm not trying to drive, you know, 6 states away.
Although I would like to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame in New York. Because I've been to the Football Hall of Fame, and that was pretty cool. So I think that the Baseball Hall of Fame would be equally as cool.
I saw in the trivia that there were so many nods to professional baseball, past, present. And I didn't write it all down because, first of all, the trivia for this movie was really long-winded. Yeah. And God damn it, I hate long-winded trivia.
Why can't they say it in a sentence?
Just paraphrase it for me. I don't want to write a paragraph.
Right. And we don't want to hear a paragraph. We want to hear a sentence.
2.5 pages of paragraphs.
Ay, ay, ay. Such things.
Yeah. But, yeah, all the, you know, you saw the baseball cards in Pedro Serrano's locker.
Yes.
There were nods to other past players in the way these other players were acting. I think if I knew more about baseball, I would have noticed it all.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, that's that guy. That's that guy.
Right. But, you know, like I was telling you during the movie, my baseball knowledge is very limited because, you know, my mother was into that and I saw baseball all through my life growing up, and I know just the barest minimum amount of it. So, you know, maybe if we knew more, it would be more interesting.
Right.
I don't know. But I don't know anything about football, and I had a real nice time at the Football Hall of Fame. So I think that I would like to go. Is it in Lordstown? No, that's where they make cars. Where is the Baseball Hall of Fame? I'll figure it out. But, you know, maybe I'll go there one day and see that.
Yeah.
See what it looks like. Baseball Hall of Fame. Cooperstown. I
Oh,
knew
I
that.
should have known that.
Knew that. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Good heavens, we both knew that.
I should have known that off the top of my head.
That's probably only 6 or 7 hours from here. So, you know, maybe one day I'll go there. Who knows?
That's too long to be in the car.
Oh, I know. You say that. But I'm going to get in the car next month and go to a Buc-ee's and then, you know, go on to Tennessee. So, I know. I want to go to a Buc-ee's. There's a Buc-ee's in Springfield, Massachusetts, too. Or not Massachusetts. It's Springfield, Missouri.
Really?
And you can go the long way and go through Springfield on the way to St. Louis.
Okay. I'm not going to do that either.
Oh, well. But for a Buc-ee's, let you want to go to a Buc-ee's.
Okay. When they build them around here, I'll go.
Okay. Okay.
There's supposed to be one near Cincinnati. I'll go to Cincinnati.
Right. At the end of the state. The very bottom of the state.
Yeah, I'll go there.
All right. If they ever build it.
No.
They were going to build one in Clarksville, Tennessee, but they pulled out of that.
Shit.
I know. That would have been better than anything. Anyway, whatever. Okay, the music. James Newton Howard scored the music.
Okay.
He's a Grammy winner, Emmy winner, Academy Award winner. I mean, he did Pretty Women, Space Jams, Dark Knight, Hunger Games, the Hunger Games franchise. He worked on that. I mean, my God, this guy, you know, wow.
Funny story about the Hunger Games. This is when Justin and I were just hanging out. And I went over to his house one day and we were gonna go to a movie. That's what we did. We just went to the movies.
Right.
And he's just like, dude, there's this movie that just came out. It's like The Running Man. He's like, we gotta go to it. And I was just like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's called Hunger Games. It's like The Running Man. It's like a survival game show TV thing. And I was just like, okay.
I don't think that's what it's about, but
sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we go to see it. And we're the only adults in the theater. And he's looking around. And he's just like, why are there so many teenage girls here? I said, Justin, I think this is a kid's movie.
Oops. I've never seen the movies. I've read the books.
The books are better than the movies.
Oh, gosh, yes. The movie.
Way better.
The movie in my head is always so fabulous.
And they could have made... They broke out the last book into two parts, you know, as a money grab.
Sure.
And if they had just made a 3-hour movie that followed the book, it would have been fine.
Yes.
But since they made two-hour movies that veered wildly away from the book, it was ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness.
So.
And this guy also has collaborated with other really, really important movie makers.
Okay.
The one that, of course, caught my attention was Nick Shyamalan. Shyamalan? Shyamalan?
M. Night Shyamalan?
M. Night Shyamalan, yes.
That's not Nick Shyamalan.
Well, that's my handwriting. Oh. I mean, and I knew it wasn't that as soon as it came out of my mouth. I see dead people.
Okay, you know who M. Night Shyamalan is.
Yes, I see dead people.
His daughter just directed something.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Cool. But yeah, he did The Sixth Sense, and you know, that is another one of my favorite movies. I don't know why, but it is.
Is it just because it's a movie you've seen?
No. I think it was because it was so gripping. You know, I knew right away that man was dead, and that boy saw him because he was dead, not because he was alive.
I didn't see that right away, and it pissed me off.
And I didn't understand why no one else knew that he was dead. But he really didn't go. I enjoyed it. That's one of my, whatever that guy's name, M. Night Shyamalan. Sorry, sir. So sorry.
M. Night Shyamalan.
And I know he is huge. He's done many, many really big movies.
Yeah, they're not good.
Well, do they have to be good? I mean.
Well, I mean.
You know.
You would think. But also, he's one of those people that heavily relies on that twist gimmick.
Yes.
And it's just like, okay, we're walking into this movie knowing there's going to be a twist. Where's the goddamn twist? When's it coming? When's it coming?
Okay.
Is this the twist? Is this the twist?
But this James Newton Howard, this musician, he's been a musician. He's been living the musician life for many years. He auditioned for Elton John and toured with him in the late 70s and 80s.
Oh, that's cool.
He scored for David Pat Toto. What?
Sorry, I was playing on my phone.
He's done music for David Lynch.
Oh, cool. I know who that is.
Exactly. He toured briefly with Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
But not young. Okay.
He was married to Roseanne Arquette for about 5 minutes. And a couple of other people, but I didn't write them down, so I don't remember who they were.
Is he the guy that wrote Rosanna?
No. For Toto? No.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Oh, well, I have no knowledge of that. How's that?
That's who the song's about, Roseanne Arquette.
Oh, it is? Then yeah. Maybe he did. Because he was with them. He was with Toto. And then he went back to Elton John for a while, but then he kind of went off on his own. So,
okay.
I mean, he's been living the music life for a long time.
Sure.
So, yay him. Music was good through the movie. We didn't just hear Wild Thing.
No, which is great because I hate that song.
Okay.
I really do hate it.
It's just a song.
I don't know. I think it's one of those things that I have heard a billion times. And it's just like every time I hear it, it just like wears a little bit more on me.
The fingernails on the chalkboard.
Yeah.
You know, you've just heard enough.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's funny. A little bit about the Cleveland what are now the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, okay.
They have been in the American League since 1901.
Wow, okay.
They won the Central Division in 94, which is, you know, they have the progressive layers. You got to win this, and then you got to win this, and then you can go to the pennant.
Right.
Since 1901, they have won 11 Central Division titles,
okay,
6 American League pennants, and 2 World Series.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
Which I guess I should have remembered that in 1920 and in 1948, which is a long time ago.
Yeah.
Their team mascot is the Slider. I looked to see if I could find a picture of the team mascot. I could find nothing.
Really?
You know, it used to be the Indian, but now it's...
Yeah, now that we've all figured out that names like Braves and Indians and Redskins are... Oh,
yeah.
You can't say that kind of stuff anymore.
So are you looking for the Slider?
Yeah.
There's got to be a picture of him. But I was doing this part a little bit late in the night, and I think I probably pooped out. That's when I found the current logo.
It just looks like a furry animal. I mean, it's stupid.
Okay. But their logo is a baseball, which is with G's on the sides with wings. Which is very, I pointed out to Alexis just today that it's very reminiscent of the picture that Major League uses of the ball with the glasses and the mean face. So it's very, very reminiscent of that picture. So maybe that touched it a little.
The Cleveland Guardian slider looks a lot like the Philly Fanatic.
Oh, just a big blob of fur that.
Yeah, so
Okay.
here's the Philly Fanatic, if you know who that is.
Yes, I know who that is. Okay,
That's the
just
Philly Fanatic.
a green ball of fur.
And here is Cleveland Indian slider. First of all, it's pink.
Pink. Okay, why is it pink?
But
All
it's got
right.
like the cone nose mouth thing
Yeah.
that the Philly Fanatic does. It's
Yes.
real original looking.
Right. Well, I mean, they probably all came around on the same time. I mean, we have here in Toledo, we have the Mud Hens. We have Madonna and the Mud Hen.
Oh, here is the slider with the Philly Fanatic.
Oh, him together? Are they fighting?
No.
Okay.
I don't know who that is between them. I know that's another mascot, but I can't tell you
They
who that
look,
is between them.
yeah, they
Don't they look alike?
are they cousins?
Probably.
All right.
But why do we get a Muppet this shit out? Why can't we have a real mascot?
Right, I don't know, because we can't have anything good. They do the Guardians do their spring training in Goodyear, Arizona, and they have for years, as I recall.
Yeah, where at what was it? Cy Corbett Field? I wrote it down.
That sounds right. I didn't write it down, but I know I read that somewhere.
Cy Corbett Field in Tucson, Arizona.
Yes.
That's where the University of Arizona baseball team plays.
Yes. Which, that's what they do. I mean, I know that I don't know if their spring training has started, but I know in Florida that there are teams already playing currently. Because I've seen it on Facebook.
I feel like they call it like, what is that? Grapefruit League? Is that what they call it?
Maybe. That sounds familiar. So, maybe. But a lot of this movie was filmed in Milwaukee
Yeah.
because of scheduling. The Browns also play. No. Yes, the Browns also play in the same field. So it was at that time. So I think the Browns, I remember when they, do you remember when they built that stadium
Yeah.
next to, because we saw it. It's next to the
Is it
Rock and Roll.
Jacobs Field?
No, Progressive Field. It's called Progressive Field
Did it
now.
used to be called Jacobs Field?
It, maybe. I don't know, but I remember when it was being built because we saw it from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
Yeah.
because it's right next door. Well, it's not right next door, but it's gigantic. So, I mean, you can't miss it. So, I don't know the old field. I'm sure the old field was downtown also, but anyway, they couldn't always film there, so they filmed in Milwaukee. I thought that's interesting.
Where the hell is Jaggers Field? Now it's in my mind and I can't get it out.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and Google that really quick.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is where I wrote down that the premise for this movie is also the premise for Ted Lasso,
Okay.
which I don't know what I know Ted Lasso is some kind of TV show, but I didn't know it was a baseball show.
Yeah, Jacobs Field is now Progressive Field.
Okay. Was it Jacobs Field? Google, where was the original Indians field? Maybe that's what, maybe it just moved its name. I mean, but yeah, okay. See, you know baseball too.
I don't know why, but I remember driving past it when we were little and blinking, oh my God, there's the Jake.
Yes.
I remember that.
Okay.
Nope, it's the same place.
They just tore it down and rebuilt right there on the river.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't recall that. I do know that they, from 1901 until the 90s. I mean, we went to Cleveland in the 90s, I would
Oh,
think.
yeah, it was the mid-90s.
So, you know, that was 90 years old. That building would have been absolutely crumbling by then. You know, and right there on the lake.
Also, Progressive Field, smallest Major League Baseball stadium.
No way, really?
Yep. Only a
Wow.
capacity of 34,000 people.
Holy cow. Well, I mean, it's right downtown.
Yeah.
Right downtown. It's on a little patch of dirt between a major street and the lake. So I'm not really surprised that it's that small. Although that's not small.
We get 34,800 people. I mean, that's a lot of goddamn people, but I guess considering Major League Baseball, that is
Right.
pretty small.
Right. Right, 'cause where do they park those cars?
Oh, Lord. Can you even imagine?
No, I can't even imagine. It's like
I hate going downtown during a baseball game here
here,
in
yeah.
Toledo.
Or go up to Detroit
Oh.
and try to get a parking spot
No, thank
when
you.
there's a baseball game. And people walk from all over the city in Detroit to get to a to the game from a parking spot. I hell no. Hell no.
Yeah, absolutely not.
So, yeah. I prefer park downtown to go to a baseball game. I always rode the bus. We'd get the bus and go down, which
Well,
is super convenient.
and then Mud Hen Stadium was in Maumee for a long time.
And I've been there a million times.
And then they put it back downtown. It's just a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
To go down to a hockey game, to go down to a ball game, it's stupid.
Right. And sometimes there's hockey and baseball at the same time. So it's even more
Ugh,
stupid.
it's the worst.
Yeah. But, you know, people, that's part of the draw. They want to go down and be with the other people like them and, you know, and have fun. And, oh, and did you hear on the news that they announced that at the Mud Hens Field is completely cashless now?
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Even at the store, that's it's all cashless. You know,
What a pain in the ass.
how's that going to affect, you know, part of the people that I know, it doesn't matter. It's the same as the smartphones. We don't have ads because we have smartphones. Not everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody has a debit card. So I don't know.
What a pain in the ass.
I think so, but you know, on the other hand, they're not going to get robbed. You know, nobody's going to break into the cash office and rob them. There's nothing to rob. Piece of paper.
Ugh.
You know, I get it.
Also, I want to say that my idea of fun is not baking in the sun for 6 to 8 hours, drinking beer and eating hot dogs.
That's why you have to know somebody that has one of those fancy boxes up top.
Ugh.
Then they bring food in there all the time. They bring food and drink in there. And you don't have to go out into the sunshine. And worse than that, you could get hit by a baseball for crying out loud. That seems dangerous to me.
It's not my idea of fun.
No, I understand completely. And neither is it mine. Neither is
I just,
mine.
I don't, and I've been to the Huntington Center, like Justin's a hockey guy. Like he would love to go see hockey if it were an easy thing to do. It's just, first of all, it's just so difficult. And second of all, the seating in Huntington Stadium is not made for people over 180 pounds and over 5 feet 5 inches tall.
I remember when they built them, those seats are even smaller than the seats at Cedar Point.
Those seats are so
Le
small.
I think they're less than 11 inches across.
They are so small. And Justin is 6 foot 3 inches tall.
Right.
I am 6 foot inches tall.
Yes.
I'm 6 foot inches. I'm 6 foot 0 inches tall. We are Big people.
Big people.
To sit in those fucking seats, to
Right.
sit in like the middle of the row, in the like the middle of the section, fucking nightmare.
Yeah,
Oh my God.
you know, I get it that they want to get more people in there,
Oh my God.
but people aren't little anymore. People are not little anymore. They're big.
And I can't sit there for 3 hours with my knees dug into the seat in front of me.
Right.
Somebody's hair on my pants.
Or you know, your hips pushed into the arm
Yeah,
sides.
we're not moving because we
Yeah,
can't.
because you're jammed in. I don't understand. I get it because that's what, you know, they got to get pack more people in there. I get it. But
At what cost?
we're not little,
General comfort.
right? We're not little people anymore. You know, that's like, you know, Blythe and I are going to Nashville to see that show in June. What's that theater going to be like? The old Ryman Auditorium? That's old. Is it going to be
Well, I hope
tiny?
no, I hope it being old, I hope it's, like the Stranahan where it's not terrible. It's not awesome, but it's not terrible.
Right.
You can go see a show at the Stranahan.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Yes.
But to go to the Huntington Center? No, hell no. I'll
No.
never go there again.
I get it. I understand. And I don't know how many the hockey team has such a huge following. I don't understand.
How do grown men get in those stands? It
Exactly.
doesn't matter if you're fat. How do tall men navigate those stands?
I don't know. I don't know.
They want to.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Ugh,
Just
gross.
to be uncomfortable for 2 hours, I just know.
The worst.
Yep, and if you're down in the front on the glass, standing up, pounding on the glass, people behind you are going to get their guns out and shoot
Oh, well, anymore.
You're too tall. So, yeah. But
Yeah, I've
anyway.
had that problem my whole life.
I
I'm
know,
too
baby, I
tall to
know.
be anywhere. One time, oh my God, I was telling this story. Blythe and I went to see Newfound Glory at a little place off Erie Street. It was this little concert venue. It was just this little room. And
Okay.
they're like, oh, Elvis has played here. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. It's a little fucking room. Who cares?
Right.
Blythe and I made it to the front. And these two bitches behind us just kept poking us, just kept poking us. And it was just like, bitch, what do you want?
Right.
Well, you're too tall. I can't see. I was like, I got here first. What do you want me to do? You want me to cut my legs off? And they were just making a whole thing of it. And Blythe is standing there. Blythe is ready for a fist fight.
Oh,
And
yes.
Blythe is standing next to me, like, because this girl is in my face. And I'm just like, what the fuck do you want me to do, dude? What? What are you gonna hit me? And Blythe is standing there. Fucking hit her. I dare you to fucking hit her. I want you to fucking hit her because I'm gonna murder you. And I'm just like, shut the fuck up, Blythe. Blythe,
Don't help me,
I am going
please.
to get punched, and then I'm going to have to hit you.
Oh yeah, Blythe's always ready for a fight.
Oh, I thought I was going to get punched.
My goodness. Oh my, you're too tall. Yes, I've known that all of my life.
Blythe next to me.
Who's 5'5" on a good day?
Just ready to scrap. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
For Newfound Glory.
But that's, that's part of it. That's all part of it. That's what you get for hanging around in downtown Toledo.
What you get for hanging out with Blythe? Sorry, dude. You
Oh,
almost get your face bashed in.
well, I hope it's calm in June when we go to the show.
Well, if she gets ramped up, just know that you are going to get punched.
Punch right back. Not with my bum hand, only with my good hand.
I'll use your bum hand. Just break the shit out of it. That way
Oh.
somebody will actually take care of it.
Oh, what a thought.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah,
Okay.
just massacre it.
All right. I will. I don't think that'll happen at the Josh Gates show.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard a fist being thrown at a Josh Gates show. But I'm looking forward to it. Anyway, how did we get onto that?
My
Lord.
travels in downtown Toledo.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Being way too tall to be anywhere.
Oh my goodness. You know, and look around, there's a lot of tall people. There's more tall people than there are short people anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I don't understand why tall people always get, you know, brunt of it.
It's just like, what do you think? I press a button
Yeah.
and take it down a couple pegs? Think I'm wearing stilts or something?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I've never felt I'm only about 5'6", 5'7", and I've never felt short or tall.
It's the
You know,
worst.
so, you know, it's because I grew 2 inches while I was pregnant with you. That's how you grew so tall.
I don't
I
know.
grew, so you grew, which never happens. That doesn't happen anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just been giant my whole life.
I know,
My
I'm
long giraffe
sorry.
legs.
I'm sorry.
That's why I'm not good at sports ball, because I'm uncoordinated, because my arms don't know what my head's doing. My head doesn't know what my legs are doing. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
You're lucky I can drive a car.
Lucky I can walk. What are you talking about? God, that's crazy. What else do you got? What's in your trivia? Let's do some trivia.
Charlie Sheen was a pitcher in high school.
Yes, I did read
He
that.
was offered a baseball scholarship to University of Kansas.
Yeah, because he had like an 89.
I didn't write a specific. I said he could only pitch in the high 80s,
Yep.
which was
At that time, for a college person,
it was great.
yeah.
It made things easier for simulating his pitching in this movie, because they're like, oh, he that was a heater, 96. 96.
Yeah.
The speed, miles per hour. I couldn't think. I was like, degrees, 96 degrees.
And that's
It's not
98 degrees.
degrees. So, he actually probably was doing a lot of the real pitching.
Right.
And it I did read that he did admit to Sports Illustrated that he took steroids to prepare for the role.
For several months, I read that too, that he had tried to bulk up to do it. And you know, that's kind of tough. He's not a he doesn't I don't know what he looks like in real life, but he doesn't appear to be a big man.
No.
So, you know, something like that would be kind of tough to do, I would think. You know, like Pedro, I mean, he was a big, you could tell he was a big man, real muscly. But,
Charlie Sheen is only 5'10".
oh, golly, that's short.
Yeah, so he's not a big
He's
guy.
not a big man, no. So he would have had to have tried to bulk up with steroids and stuff
Yeah.
to fit the image. Yeah, wow. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. This was funny to me. During the 2016 season, the real life they were then the Cleveland Indians. And I feel like just for continuity, just to that was the team name at the time. I feel like it's not un-PC to call them the name they were at the
Okay.
time.
All right.
So I know that things changed, and I know that we can't say that now, but that was the name of the team in the movie.
Right.
The real life Cleveland Indians players Jason Kipnis and Mike Napoli acquired two Jobu statues and set them up in a shrine in the team locker room. And they found that after they switched the offering from vodka to rum, They went on a 6-0 win over Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh my God, that's a little creepy. Oh my
He
goodness.
drank rum in this movie.
Yes, he did. I know. I saw.
Why would they have even given him vodka?
Right. 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 And then when Harris drank the rum, what happened to him? He shouldn't have done it. He was told not to.
Speaking of Harris, I had something written down about him. Oh, I can't. How many is this many?
I know. I know.
I don't know. His name is Chelsea Ross, Chelcie. Is that Chelsea?
I think yes.
Anyways, the guy that played Eddie Harris played high school baseball, but he was a three-sport guy. He played baseball, football, and basketball. And on top of starring in Major League, he also had a role in Rudy, a movie about football.
Yes.
And Hoosiers, a movie about basketball.
Oh my goodness, he looked more like a basketball player.
Yeah, tall and skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
We talked about this during the movie, but Dennis Haysbert was actually rocking baseballs out of the park at left and right in this movie.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
And in the final game when Serrano hits his the final home run, he was so excited that he forgot to drop the bat. That was completely unscripted. He was so excited that he rocked it so hard, he just started running. And he took that bat all the way around the field.
Hanging onto that bat like it was going to run away. I thought that was kind of cute. I liked it. And then, you know, everything right after that. He had that bat clutched in his hand.
He had a death grip on it. I did write down, they did make mention of a couple of the key players' actual sports team preference. Margaret Witten, who played Rachel Phelps, is in real life a season ticket holding Yankees fan.
Oh my goodness.
And Charlie Sheen supports the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes, they live, seem to me we've done that before. They lived in Ohio. The family lived in Ohio.
Emilio Estevez did that thing about the library, the documentary. We talked about that in When at Work.
Yes. So, yeah.
Oh, at the beginning of the movie, when Willie Mays Hayes, they tell him to go park in the parking lot.
Yes.
And he drives away and he's waving a handkerchief.
Uh-huh.
And then the motorcycle comes in a frame.
Yes.
That was on purpose. That was the cue for the motorcycle to move up into the screen.
My gosh.
I told you did you see him wave that hanky?
It was that simple?
It was that simple. He was waving the motorcycle guy in.
Oh my gosh. There was some big mystery about it.
No, that was it.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Former Major League catcher Steve Yeager served as a coach for the actors in training for the movie.
Okay.
He was also Tom Berenger's stunt double. And he was one of the guys on the New York Yankees team.
Oh my gosh.
The Duke. He was the Duke.
Good for him. Oh wow. That's cool. Yeah.
Bob Uecker. Uh-huh. Longtime Minnesota Twins announcer. Was encouraged to ad lib several of his lines.
Well, he'd been doing that for years, so why not?
Yeah. But I think I read something where David S. Ward, like, didn't know that he was the Twins guy.
Really?
He just knew that he was the guy on Mr. Belvedere.
Oh, okay.
And was just like, oh, you're the Twins guy. And it was a whole thing.
Okay.
What else did we not talk about? Oh, we did talk about that. Fans pushed to have Charlie Sheen appear as Rick Wild Thing Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked about it just...
Oh, before we recorded?
Yeah, before we were recording.
Oh, okay. Well, here we go. Fans pushed to have Charlie Sheen appear as Rick Wild Thing Vaughn throughout the ceremonial first pitch at the 2016 World Series game played in Cleveland. Sheen was receptive, but Major League Baseball had already chosen somebody else. And I didn't look up who it was they chose, but... That would have been so cool to have Charlie Sheen walk out on field.
Right. David Warren should be there. And I did look up a little bit about the ceremonial first pitch. It's been going on for a really long time. Originally, the person who was the guest who was throwing out the first pitch would throw the pitch out from the VIP seating in the stands.
Oh.
They did not go out onto the field.
Okay.
So, either the pitcher or the catcher would go out and receive the ball from the VIP. But then in oh poop, I didn't write it down. President Ronald Reagan was the first person to throw it from the field in an Orioles game.
Oh, okay.
And he went out on the field and threw the ceremonial first pitch.
That's cool.
Ronald Reagan, he keeps coming up in
God damn it,
our
Ronald Reagan.
discussions. What is it?
He's the worst.
Yeah.
When Willie Mays Hayes. Oh, no, we already talked about that. Oh, this is what I was looking at. According to David S. Ward, Wesley Snipes was not a very skilled baseball player. Wesley Snipes is a martial artist.
Right.
He doesn't strike me as a guy that just goes out and
No, and
has a catch.
he has great form when he ran, when he was running in his pajamas. He has great form
Oh
as a
yeah.
runner. So he was not a baseball player.
No, and apparently he was so awful at throwing baseball that they didn't have any scenes of him throwing. None at all.
Nope, he caught. He batted.
Yeah, and he ran.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Oh my gosh.
it.
Well, that's that tall guy thing, you know, his feet don't know where his arms are, and you know,
Is Wesley Snipes tall?
I don't know, he kind of looks gangly, where you know, stuff like throwing a baseball would count.
Oh, Wesley Snipes is shorter than Charlie Sheen.
What?
5'9".
Wow. He looks gangly. Maybe that's because he's so thin.
He's real lean. I wouldn't call him thin. I would call
Okay.
him lean.
Okay. And that's that runner's body.
That's that martial art body.
Right. I had a little thing, a little bit of trivia.
Sure.
Martin Sheen. Why did that name jump into my head? One time, while they were filming in the stadium, the local news asked if they could have a live shot, you know, a little blurb that about the movie,
Okay.
and Sheen was asked if he would do the live shot. And he said, "Oh, sure, yeah, I'll take care of that." And then when it came time to do the shot, and they're miking him, they said, "Come on over, let's get you mic'd up." He goes, "Wait a minute. I don't do live. I'm an actor. I don't do live." And he got all kind of panicky, and Tom Berenger stepped in and took over the spot for him. I thought that was funny. And then a few years later, he was on Johnny Carson and said the same thing. I said, Johnny said, "You know, I know you don't do live a lot." And he goes, "No, I'm not. I'm an actor. I don't do live." I thought that was pretty funny because, yeah, that's his job, is to be somebody else, not himself. I
Yeah.
mean, you don't answer questions about yourself when you're an actor.
That's an existential crisis just waiting to happen. Who am I? I don't know.
I don't know, and I thought that was pretty funny. I just thought it was pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
And I looked into the balls. You know, there's
Sure.
a lot of balls used in
I
baseball.
they had the table set up with the boxes of balls.
Yes.
For a minute I was just like, donut boxes. Why do they have donut boxes in their room? And then I saw it was baseballs and I was just like,
They did look a little like jelly rolls, didn't they?
now I am either extremely fat and just very silly or
But that's not how it happens. That, I'm sure, was just stage. Before the game, an umpire or they call them club attendants. I don't know exactly what that is.
Okay.
They rub dozens, 6 dozen or more balls with dirt because they have to knock the shine off of the balls.
Okay.
The brand new balls are real shiny.
Sure.
And that's part of their job is to make sure these balls are prepped and ready for use. And on a normal year, 157,000 balls can be used in Major League Baseball.
157,000?
Thousand.
Well, that doesn't sound awful considering he said there's 162 games. So 157,000 divided by 162 games. It's only 900. Well, that is a lot. 969, roughly 969 balls per game.
And now some of the teams even have humidor-like climate-controlled rooms to store the balls. Because it's that important that a ball is, you know, they're made out of cork and rubber and leather and stuff.
Yeah, it's all sorts of stuff.
So it's really important to keep the weight of the ball correct.
Okay.
So they have to be kept in climate controlled rooms.
Sure, that makes sense.
It's a ball for crying out loud, but that, you know, that's what it is. And in 1988, the average salary of a baseball player was $488,000 a year.
Did you catch when the Jake Taylor's girlfriend's boyfriend was trying to belittle him?
Yeah.
And that woman was like, "Oh, well, you know, I know that baseball players make a lot of money. What do you make?" And he's just like, "League minimum."
Right.
At that time, it was $68,000. But in that time in the 80s, $30,000 was a median household income. That was a great income.
Yeah, absolutely.
So $68,000, holy hell, you're rolling in it.
Right. And that's what I thought in 88, $488,000 for an average. I thought there must have been some guys making coup money.
Oh, absolutely.
But in 1949, Joe DiMaggio was signed to a contract of $100,000 a year. Can you imagine?
At that time, that was like $1 million.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Absolutely. I thought that was, when I read that, I thought, I got to write this down.
That's crazy.
Yep, that's crazy money. And now what that guy just signed, just 2 million, 4 million, I don't even know that.
They signed for young crazy
kid.
Amounts.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's crazy. I mean, it's just crazy. And all through this movie, the Indians were very, very pro-movie. They were all for this. The senior vice president of public affairs, Bob DiBasio, worked very closely with the filmmakers to make everything happen the way they wanted it to happen. And he kind of got thrust into the job. At the time, the president and general manager was Hank Peters, and one day he called DiBasio into his office and said, handed him this pile of papers and said, "Here you go, take care of this." So he just turned the whole job over to this poor guy. So he worked very closely with them, and there were producers that worked on the team that were baseball fans. And they are the ones that really made this movie happen.
Yeah.
I thought that was all kind of cool.
Yeah, I don't think the Cleveland Indians were shown in any sort of negative light. I think
Oh no, absolutely
I think
not.
I think it was a good movie.
Right. Right. I think it showed some, you know, the foibles of baseball, Baseball Annie's, the girls chasing the men.
Oh,
But
and all the crazy stuff that these men do that, they think, well, I gotta keep doing this because I won this game, so I gotta
right.
keep doing
The
that.
Crisco and the Vagisil.
Yeah.
What? You have Vagisil in your belly? What? Because that's their traditions.
Their
They get
rituals.
those rituals that, yeah,
Yeah.
that, but that's not just baseball. That's, all these sports people have these strange rituals where, sometimes you watch track and field and they haven't changed their uniform in, a year and a half. Really? Wow.
Yeah, they're. What was I was watching something, and they were talking about something, and they're like, this guy hasn't changed his jockey strap in like 7 years because he thinks the flies brings him good luck.
Wow. I wouldn't want that on my body. I wouldn't want both
No.
near my body.
No, could you even imagine?
I can't even imagine wearing 7-year-old underpants.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Change my underwear every day. I can't even imagine doing that.
Did you? No, I couldn't even imagine.
Well, but yeah, they and that's not unusual. That's not unusual.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, there's probably dozens of people that do that. But it's crazy.
I thought it was cool at the end how Serrano and Harris could put their religious differences aside and celebrate the big win.
Yes. I think after he got knocked, after not Harris got knocked in the head with that baseball bat, I mean,
He crossed Jobu. You can't cross Jobu.
I think maybe he became friends with Jobu. But that's just all there was to it. You have to become friends.
Was that was a tiny reason why I picked this movie. I don't know what Justin and I were talking about. We were texting each other, and I said, I say fuck you, Jobu. And I don't know what we were talking about, but that was a text I sent him.
And that's how this movie came about.
And then I saw that this movie was available, and then I saw that it was on the cult classic list, and I was just like, well, this was meant to be.
My goodness, that's
We
funny.
say that to each other a lot.
Is it because you love this movie? What? Why?
No, because it's one of those things that just is, it's
Just
so
funny.
funny to pull out of thin air. Like,
Right.
oh my God, I haven't thought of that movie in 20 years. Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
You,
I say, fuck you, Jobu.
Jobu. Oh my goodness. Oh wow. That's funny. That's funny, but I'm glad you did because, it was the right movie to watch today, I think.
Yeah, I had fun.
Yep, I had
Definitely
fun
had
too.
fun. We did a fun TikTok.
Yes. You'll have to look at that. We're
We
ridiculous.
are ridiculous.
But we love doing this.
Yeah.
So it's got to stay fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe one day we'll get like a studio and put a table up and, act like regular humans.
You're just telling me I have to do more work on my house that I already know I have to do that I don't want to.
I know. I wish I had room in my house we could change over to a studio, but I ain't got any more room than you do. I know you got that. That upstairs room, we could probably do something up there. But
Know, but.
wow, all that work.
Oh, and then, hauling this shit upstairs.
We could leave it up there. We could leave it all just set up there.
I can't leave my computer up there. I play on my computer.
Well, I mean, you'd have to carry. What's your computer weigh? 3 pounds? Come on.
How dare you?
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Yeah, whatever. Whatever. One day we'll be professional at this and
Yeah.
maybe
Yeah, sure.
we work harder and pay attention, but oh, never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And in talking about that, I don't have an idea for another movie.
No. they come to you out of the blue and they're just perfect.
Yeah.
I don't know why we even talk about another movie, because we hope to let our fans know what we're gonna do, but
Right.
you know,
I mean, there will be another movie. It
of
just,
course.
what the hell is it? I don't know.
No.
It'll strike me in a funny conversation that I have with my husband
Yes.
that just is out of nowhere.
Right, and we'll do it.
I wonder if that movie's streaming anywhere. I wonder if I can go upstairs and just pull that movie out of a box.
Yep. See, and that's how it happens. That's our whole train of thought. Unfortunately, Lex gave us a couple of extra days. We didn't decide on Tuesday to do a movie on Saturday, so we had time to do a little studying.
We did, and I waited until the 11th hour to do my homework.
Middle of the night.
You said Wednesday you were working on your homework, and I said, oh, I gotta do that. And then I came home, I cooked dinner, and I did nothing. And then Thursday I started writing stuff, and it was all paragraphs, and I was just like, fuck this noise. I hate this. So I put it down. I said, I'll do it Friday. It'll be done. It'll be fine. Yesterday, I think I waited too long to eat, but when I finally sat down to dinner, I thought I was going to throw up. I was just like, oh, I
Yeah,
can't. And I didn't have a massive plate of food. I only had, a reasonable plate of food. And I had two pieces of garlic bread that I wanted to eat. I only ate one of them.
you probably were too, your blood sugar was probably too low. You were probably too hungry.
Anyways, so I was just like, I'm gonna go lay down before I throw up, because that's my least favorite thing.
Yes.
So I went to bed at like 2 o'clock. About 7:30, I was wide awake, just wide awake. I wandered around the house a little bit. I got a drink, and I said, you know what? I have to do my homework. I have to do this homework. So at like 8, 9 o'clock, I'm sitting in bed with a clip-on light, reading my phone, writing stuff down in the dark.
You'd had a good nap. You were ready to do some work.
Well, I wasn't ready to come out to the living room and sit in a lighted room. I just sat in the dark with a clip light.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you know me, I don't hardly ever turn the light on. So, you know, that's why sometimes I can't read my writing.
It gets real dark, as you can tell right now. It's really
It's
dark in here.
right. But I've got this curtain that's open just right here, so it's not dark today.
We could turn this light on.
What? No, please.
Like, I don't know. Justin's taking a vacation this week. I'm taking some vacation time at the end of the week. I don't know. Maybe I'll get the stepladder out and change some light bulbs.
Ugh, I wouldn't bother.
It's such a fucking pain in the ass.
Oh, I know. You can't touch the light bulbs. You have to be so careful. Plus, you're going to have to. What do you have to replace? Three or four of them? Well,
At
this
least
one.
two over here, because one of those ones still comes on, but two
Right.
over there, three over there, one over
You're
here.
talking $100+.
No, I'm not. I got refills over there under the Burger King crown.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so you've already spent the money.
I buy like a pack of 30 at a
Yep.
time.
Okay.
That way I can lose them and then find them again.
Yeah, I need to change the light in my bedroom that I have been putting off for almost a year, because I have to drive to the store and it's a $20 light bulb.
Oh, Justin can come over and do that this week, right? If you want.
Why? Why would I want to hurry into that?
Okay.
It's only been a year.
Fair. That's a fair point.
I have a tiny little bedside lamp.
Okay.
It lights the corner of my room. Why would I need an overhead light? You know me, I don't care about darkness. I don't very rarely even turn the bedside lamp on when I go in my room, so.
It's so funny. The other night, I got up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I walked out, and Jelly Bean's laying in the chair, and it was completely bright out here.
Yeah.
It obviously had been so dark when I had gone to bed that I thought I had turned the light off.
Oh no.
All of these fucking lights were on.
Oh no.
Jellybean's just sitting here in the light, just, what you doing?
Oh my goodness. He doesn't care if there's lights on or not.
I said, baby, I'm sorry.
He doesn't care.
But let's not tell your dad about this.
Oh no. I barely ever have my lights on, so that's why I couldn't figure out what that M. Night Shyamalan was. Because it kind of all looks the same one word to me. But anyway. No, I enjoyed the movie.
Good.
I enjoyed our breakfast. I haven't had a hot dog in a while. And
yeah.
It really tasted good.
It was awesome.
Yep. Yep.
I told Justin to get Hebrew Nationals because I prefer Hebrew Nationals over Nathan's.
Yes. Did he get Nathan's?
No, he got Hebrew Nationals.
Okay. I was going to say, it didn't taste like a Nathan dog.
No. He prefers Nathan's.
Okay.
And I prefer Hebrew National.
I just get plain old ballparks.
He's real weird about pig lips and buttholes thing.
Oh. And that's what I really like.
That's kind of what I like too. But I'm so used to this stuff now that like...
This is what tastes the right thing.
If I'm asking for a hot dog, it's a Hebrew National.
Okay. And that's okay. I love me a hot dog. I love a boiled hot dog. I love a fried hot dog. I love a burnt on the grill hot dog. Don't like raw hot dogs. I know a lot of people eat raw hot dogs. I do not. That
I mean,
just,
they're just...
That just, the thought of a raw hot dog just grosses me out. Even though they're not raw, it's just like bologna.
Yeah, it's just a bologna.
But just an uncooked hot dog just grosses me right
out. And see, that's so weird. Because it is basically bologna.
Yeah.
I eat my hot dogs a specific way.
Uh-huh.
I don't eat my bologna the same way.
Well, no. No.
But I know a lot of people put ketchup on bologna, and it's fucking gross to me.
I can't even imagine.
It's disgusting to watch.
Mustard goes on a hot dog, mustard goes on bologna, period. Unless you're having lettuce, and then you should put a little mayonnaise on it. That's all. No ketchup.
Yeah.
I don't get ketchup in hot dogs, but, you know, whatever.
I put the mustard on the bottom. I put a good bit of mustard on the bottom.
Yep.
And because I always have... Paco chili, which is a tomato-based sauce.
Right.
I put a little line of ketchup to cool down the hot chili.
Okay.
Because it's tomato-based anyways, so I'm already putting tomato on my bologna.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
So, I don't feel bad about putting a little bit of ketchup on a hot dog.
And you're allowed, because you know what? Like, we've talked about this before. You're an adult. You can eat what you want.
Yeah.
You do not have to, I'll eat that because my mom says so. No, you're an adult now. You don't have to eat anything you don't want to eat. Or, on the other hand, you can eat whatever you want to eat.
Yeah.
You want to have cereal for dinner?
I do.
Have at it. There's a lady, I saw a lady on Reels last night who put chili over a bowl of Fritos. And I thought,
Oh.
My God, I think I just died and went to heaven. A scoop of chili, you know, chili soup, chili like we make.
Yeah.
Over a bowl of Fritos.
How have I never put crunched up Fritos on a bowl of chili?
Yeah. We eat it on rice. We eat it on spaghetti. Love it. But on top of a bowl of Fritos. Oh. My God.
Why would they be bad?
It would not.
Exactly.
It would not.
Oh, my God.
I think the next time I make a pot of chili, I'm going to have a bag of Fritos with it.
Hey, get scoop ones.
That's what she used.
The scoop ones.
She would scoop up, she'd take a scoop out and scoop up the chili and eat it like that. And I thought, oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and she put a little cheese on top, too.
I always put a little cheese on my
that
chili.
That sounded delicious to me. It just sounded absolutely delicious. And I thought, why have I never eaten that?
Because, like, I've had a walking taco before.
But that's just, those are nacho chips or the little
I've eaten them in,
Fritos.
yeah, a little bag of Fritos.
Yeah. But no, this was just a bowl of chili over Fritos. Oh my
Oh,
God. Well, anyway, I thought it looked delicious.
I made beef and noodle last night, or else I'd whip up a pot of chili right now. God damn.
Justin, stop and get some Fritos.
He's already out of work. We're out of luck. I have to go to the grocery store myself.
Uh-oh.
I've already been there today.
Oh
Can't go back.
no. Oh no. Oh my goodness. First off, you're crazy to go to the grocery store in the morning, but whatever.
Well, there was like nobody there, but I had to get Jig's dinner makings. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And I had to get Jig's dinner makings. They did not have the what is it, the 5 pound bag of red potatoes.
Yes.
They did not have.
So you got those little tiny
So I
ones.
got three packages of the petite reds.
Well, all you have to do is rinse those off and throw them in the pan. You don't even have to, do anything with
Well, the
those.
last time I used those, they didn't cook up, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, those are that's what I'm for the thing.
You're right.
But I didn't put a lot of liquid in that one. I mean, they're going to be drowning in
Right, there'll
corned beef
be
and cabbage.
more boiling. Because you put it in the oven, right?
Yeah.
You want me to go bring the big soup pan over and do it on the stove?
I'm gonna do it on the stove.
In the big soup pan? You put yours in a tray in the oven, don't you?
My corned beef and cabbage?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
Do
okay.
it in a pan on the oven.
On the stove. Okay,
Yeah, on
now
the stove.
never mind. I'm confusing things again, I guess.
Yeah, no. But they didn't have a big head of cabbage, so I got two palm size heads to
Okay.
be a good thing. And I don't like brisket. I don't like corned beef
Nope.
brisket.
No, we're not a brisket family. I like brisket, not in corned beef
So I
and
got
cabbage.
cans of corned beef,
Oh
and I'm
yeah.
excited about that.
Oh
I
yeah.
am not excited about fighting those goddamn cans open. Every year I have trouble.
Yes. Slow and steady wins the race. Just slow and steady. Think about every move you make so the key doesn't move. Jiggle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, baby. Whoever thought of that, they must have been smoking crack or something.
Yeah, just put a cat food lid on it.
There you go, cat food lid.
That's all it is.
Oh, but it tastes
It
so
tastes so good.
good. Yeah, I mean, I like brisket, but I don't like brisket with corned beef and cabbage.
No.
I like the old canned meat. And yeah, sure, scrapings off the floor. I don't care. I love it.
Yeah, it's cat food. I don't care.
There again, I'm an adult. I can eat what I want.
Right.
So yeah, okay.
Dustin's a corned beef and hash guy.
Ooh.
So he's just like, he's like, I don't think they were really big into making Jig's dinner. So I don't think he's really ever had it before.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love this stuff. He's like, why do I love this stuff?
Because it's
Because it's
delicious.
awesome.
Yeah. It's just delicious. But see, that's peasant food. I mean, we're peasant people,
Yeah.
and I love peasant food. You can keep all that fancy schmancy stuff. I don't, it's fine if you want to eat it. But I like old, plain old hunk of cabbage and a boiled potato. Nothing wrong with that. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, how exciting.
Yeah, so that's what I'll be cooking up tomorrow.
Okay.
I didn't get any cornbread though.
I'm kind of tired of cornbread.
Okay, that's kind
Is
of how I've
there
because
something else that would go with it?
Irish soda bread. But where do you buy that in Toledo,
Well,
Ohio?
I know there's lots of easy recipes, and you probably have everything in your house to make soda bread. It's, I don't know. Maybe I'll look in my bread machine recipe book.
Yeah. If not, there's a tube of crescents in the fridge I
There
saw.
you go. Can't go wrong with that. It's just as good.
Because I was at the store this morning. I'm like, oh, I gotta get cornbread. We always had cornbread with Jake's dinner.
Always, always.
And I ran through that store and I didn't buy cornbread. And I was in my car looking at my stuff and I said, ah. So, well, I saw a couple tubes of crisps in there. We'll be fine.
Kind of t I love cornbread and I always have cornbread makings in my house. The last few times I've made it, it hasn't agreed with me.
Oh.
So I, am I done eating cornbread? I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Oh dear.
Yeah, because I like corn. I like bread.
Well, who doesn't like bread?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Okay, well,
Yeah.
I think we've covered everything.
I think we've talked about sports ball enough.
Because we were both such experts at it.
Yeah, avid fans.
Yeah.
All
Or something like that.
right, well, keep an eye on our Facebook. I'll figure something out in a couple weeks.
Okay, sounds good.
And I guess until then, we'll see you later.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.